As for materials, to construct and maintain a barrier of the highest quality and stability, it is advised to avoid using mana berries as their density is insufficient. Furthermore, the scent would attract. Here we are. Use of dragon scales as the basis for large-scale barriers yields the strongest protection, warding off nearly any threat with ease. However, of course there's always a however. However, this is strictly theoretical, as the last dragon sighted was over 500 years ago. Well, that's helpful. What might that be? Pardon my intrusion, but... I did not mean to startle you there. I assure you, I mean no harm. My apologies for interrupting your studies, but... I couldn't help noticing the scattered tomes by your feet. Perhaps I could help you find what you're looking for. If that's all right with you, of course. Are you sure you're fine? I can help you out. I'm quite familiar with this library and its contents. I am somewhat of a shut-in, you could say. So, I've always come to recognize most people that frequent here. And I must admit, I don't think I've ever seen your face before. Are you new here? A traveler, perhaps? Ah, a mercenary. Of course. I should have expected as much. Oh no, I don't mean that in a bad way. I just know that they usually aren't much for conversation, unless coin is involved. Come now, there's no need to be so defensive. I'm just a simple seeker of knowledge. And I can't help but get a little excited, especially at the prospect of finding another like-minded soul like yourself. This is just for a job. Well, whatever your end goal may be, doesn't really matter to me. Let me see here. Well, since you haven't been very open to sharing, then I suppose I'll just take a peek for myself. This is a library, after all. The knowledge here is for all of us. I trust that you have no objections to this. Now, this is a curious subject indeed. Vampires. Most people think they're extinct nowadays. Well, at least in this region. But I'm sure that information is something that you've already gathered if you're looking into them so insistently. Do I know something about them? I suppose I do. I could tell you, sure. But does that mean you're now willing to accept my aid? You won't be making many friends with an attitude like that. But I can imagine you have your own reasons for being so guarded against people. Well, let's see. I do know that the last recorded incidents of a vampire attack, at least specifically in this area, was nearly half a century ago. The Lord is quite proud of this fact. What was that proclamation again? I was never one for listening to that self-important, mediocre man talk. He had said, "We have done what none of our neighbor regions could. We have drawn out from the shadows and exterminated the last of those abominable vampires. Their end has been long overdue. That they have been left alone for far too long was a reflection of our predecessors' cowardice. This is no longer the case, and this is just the beginning. Oh, what a charming speech that was. The way it moved the town people so. Sounds like bullshit, you say. While I think we as a people could do without him, I wouldn't put it that way. I have to give credit where it's due. Lord Mendex did indeed deliver on his promises, surprisingly. Since then, crime and incidences of missing people have dropped, and vampire attacks had vanished almost overnight. What about vampire sightings? Well, that's more difficult to measure, to be honest. You've been doing your research, haven't you? The reason vampires have continued to survive in other regions across the world for so long is because of just how easy it is for them to blend in. They are nearly indistinguishable from any other person. Well, surely there is some way, I suppose. If there is, then I can only imagine it would be in one of those dusty tomes you've picked out. Here, why don't I give you a hand? Ah, here. I have always enjoyed reading Castus's work. Oh, I don't expect an outsider like you to know of him. Don't worry. He's a venerated sage from centuries past. And while he traveled the lands aiding people, he chose not to spread himself too thin and stayed within the region. However, as a sage, he did leave behind many, many scrolls related to the demons and otherworldly beings he had encountered, including your quarry, which have now been neatly transcribed into texts such as this one. Here we are. Vampires are a powerful and dangerous race that preys on humans predominantly. They can, however, also feed on animals as well. However, it seems that if given the choice, vampires mostly will consume humans. Their blood, to be precise. Perhaps this is due to the high presence of mana found in human bodily fluids, and our similar physiology allows for the most efficient transfer of nutrition and energy. That's not what we're... Sorry. I got a little carried away there. I believe this part is what we're looking for. Vampires, like many demon beasts, have the ability to transform their bodies. While they naturally look quite similar to humans, in their original forms at least, their pale skin, fangs, and eyes are the most distinguishable traits when you're comparing them to a human. However, they have the potential to transform and blend in almost perfectly with humans. The only flaw in their transformation I have observed is that they cannot truly mimic our eyes when observed closely. Their eyes commonly have a crimson glow to them, a shimmer almost, like watching a dancing flame. And, unfortunately for you, my mysterious friend, it seems like that's the end of that section. I suppose there was less information on them than I had originally thought. Such a pity. Although, I hope that was useful to you in some way. While I would love to keep scouring these shelves with you, I don't think that will be possible today. I did originally come here to do some research of my own. I found some texts, but they've yielded about as much as your own research, so I suppose I'll just take my leave and look elsewhere. Is there a place that I know with more information? There is always information available to those who can pay the price. Unfortunately for you, my dear, I think the cost may be a step above a mercenary's wage. I'm afraid I cannot wait, as I am quite busy, and I think I have gotten all that I can out of our exchange. Sorry to leave you alone with your desires like this. I promise I'll make it up to you if we meet again. What is this? Are you planning to hold me here by force and interrogate me? Need I remind you, we are in a library after all. If a fight were to break out and risk of harm were to come to bystanders, whose side do you think the Royal Guard would take? Really? Food for thought. I'll be taking my leave now. I wouldn't want to steal more of your time away from the blissful pursuit of knowledge. Again, I do hope to see you around again sometime. And hopefully, you won't be pointing that at me.